Doubt whom you will, but never doubt yourself. Doubt whom you will, but never doubt yourself. We have only one person in this universe that means anything to us. It's not our family, it's not our friends, it's not the president, it's not our fathers and mothers, it's not anything outside of ourselves. We are the most important people in the universe, ourselves. If we ever doubt ourselves, we have lost everything. If we ever feel that we are insufficient, incomplete, if we ever feel that we are unable to accomplish the goals that we set for ourselves, if we ever doubt ourselves, we are lost. Why do we want to doubt ourselves at any time? It's because somebody says to us, it's too difficult. Somebody says to us, it's something that is not easy to do. Somebody says to us that it is a task beyond imagination, and we believe them. But we had the thought within ourselves first, and we always do, that we can do it. We had the thought within ourselves that we can be wonderful. We can be fantastic. We can be outstanding, amazing, and we are. But the moment we doubt ourselves, be it ever so little a doubt, the moment that we doubt ourselves, we are lost. We are unable to accomplish anything. On TED Talks, there was a lady who was talking about children. And she was saying that, unfortunately, we don't work with children as harmoniously and beneficially as we could. When children have doubts about themselves, and we solidify those doubts by saying, yes, that's true, you're unable to do those things, then that's what they believe. Now, is this what we want them to believe? Is this what we want children to believe, that they have a lack of ability? I look at Bill Gates and see how he didn't finish his education program. I look at Steve Jobs and see how he didn't finish his educational program. I look at many of the wonderful people in the world who didn't finish their educational program, and they went out and sprung forth in their dreams. They carried forth their ideals. They carried forth all of that. Now, they could have continued their dreams and gone to school, too, and finished that. They could have done these things. But at the most crucial point of our life, when we are most fluid, when we are most able to do magic, we are learning. We are training ourselves. How many young entrepreneurs today do we see who have gone out and done things that are far beyond what we would believe their capacity? Many. How many times have you failed a test that you took? And because you failed that test, you felt you were incapable of doing anything. You felt a great loss within yourself. You felt a great lack of really who and what you are. And as you felt that, you were inclined not to pursue any further your dream. You were inclined not to go on any further with what you knew you could do. You didn't go. You didn't go and challenge that. You let that challenge of a non-passing grade, you let that challenge say to you that you're stupid. You let that challenge say to you that you're unable to do the things that you wanted to do. And how silly that is. Because it does not have to be that way. It does not have to be that way. We can accomplish anything that we want to accomplish if we put our attention to it. The teacher who was talking about children who had failed, and then the teacher taught them, this is just something of a challenge. Now, how are you going to handle this challenge? you didn't learn how to drive, but you want to drive. Oh, you want to drive so much because driving cars is so fantastic. Oh, it's free spirit. Oh, my goodness. Everybody drives. And some people who don't want to drive are people who have been challenged at a point and told that they were stupid, they were unsafe on the road, that they were going to be creating accidents wherever they go. What a terrible thing to do to anyone, to tell them that they are the source of problems in the world, instead of telling them they're the source of magic in this world, they're the source of goodness in this world, they're the source of everything that's beautiful, everything that's amazing and glorious. Yes, everything that's amazing and glorious. When you doubt yourself, you have thrown in the towel on life, and you have chosen to be mediocre. You have chosen to be less than all that you can be and that you are. Deep within the heart of each one of us, and it's not so deep, is the ideal that we like ourselves, that we're peaceful, we're harmonious, we're joyful, we're marvelous. And as we continue to tell ourselves this, teach ourselves this, and demonstrate it to ourselves, just how marvelous we are. We are marvelous in fields that we never dreamed possible. Steve Jobs had one little experience where he was in college, but not going to college, and he saw a woman reading a book on calligraphy. And the book on calligraphy turned him on. He looked at how letters were formed and how they were created and drawn by calligraphers, and he thought that was so beautiful, so wonderful, that as he developed Apple, as he developed the fonts that were to be used in Apple, he developed them from a calligrapher's point of view and gave them the magic and the wonder. Now, people in Steve Jobs' life, fortunately, were supportive of him. Oh, he did some silly things. He did some silly things that took him away from the magic who he was sooner. But he did it pretty soon. He did it pretty soon because he did not doubt himself. He knew that certain things were not his area of expertise, and he turned to other people and he chose to let them, who did have that area of expertise that he lacked, let them excel. And he stood there drooling, saying, wow, that's glorious. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's marvelous. And he encouraged those other people who were around him to do the magic. He was an inspirer of all others in his life. You and I can start where it's most important of all. We can start inspiring ourselves. We can start taking doubts of any kind and throw them to the wind and say, that's not in my vocabulary. My vocabulary is, I can, I do, I am. My vocabulary is, whatever I dream about, that's my reality. That's my reality. Now, let's put it to work. Let's bring it out. Let's manifest it. Let's demonstrate it. Let's bring it forth in life and let it be who and what I really am. And let the challenges in life that come along to test me and say that I've failed in this or that, and let them be forgotten. Let them be forgotten like the wind. It passes and is nevermore seen in my life. Nevermore seen in my life. Nevermore known in my world. Nevermore, because I am the master. I am capable of doing all that I set my heart to do, and I do it now. How wonderful that is! How wonderful that is! Doubt whom you will, but never doubt yourself. Always believe that you can, you will, you do, and you are. And life is beyond, it's incomparable, it's beyond imagination, it's beyond anything we could ever dream. And let go and live your dreams today, because today is the only day in your life that you have to be so magical, Tomorrow you're going to be magical in a different way, and the next day magical in yet a different way. And each day is going to be revealed to you as the glorious magic that you are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. I don't doubt you. I don't doubt me. I know it is done now.